I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
We're about to tell you what's cool and what's not cool.
Yep.
That's
and it starts
right.
with you, Steve. You're not cool.
I'm cool.
This was on Reddit, and it's a Reddit user said, "Girls of Reddit, what is something guys think is cool but is actually the opposite?"
Yeah, most of these are spot on. We're idiots.
Like, the number one thing, though, is smoking. It's like...
Yep, spot on, slacker.
Who thinks smoking...
Everybody thinks smoking's cool. That's why everyone wants to do
it. Okay, the whole point of this is, what do guys think is cool, but it's not? So you're jumping on the wrong side of this argument, just throwing it out there.
I will throw this out there. I'm a smoker, and I've dated a non-smoker, but she did admit that she liked the taste of my breath when we kissed, so.
Amber, what is wrong with your face? Because I was about to jump on him, and I was looking for backup from you, and you like it?
I don't love it. I don't... care that much, though.
See?
I know it's bad. I should care, but like, I just don't really.
Do you like it when they've drank too? Like,
yeah.
Like, I dated a girl who smoked, and when she would have like whiskey cigarette breath. It was so. It was like. I felt like I was kissing a guy. You know what I mean? It was just chew.
Although, when we were at Live and Five in Vegas forever ago, I remember we were on a patio partying, and two of our winners, listeners came up, two ladies that came up and said, "You know what? We've been watching you, Steve, and I love the way you smoke. The watching you smoke is so cool."
There's a way to smoke.
Yeah. Some people are annoying smokers. Some people are smooth smokers. Yeah.
Which one do you?
You know what? I haven't paid attention, but next time I will.
First off, no, because I love you and I like. But you spit every 2 seconds when you smoke.
That I don't like.
That's not great.
Not cool.
I brought that to a halt during COVID, though.
Oh, you did?
Oh.
Yeah, I want to spray my COVID all over.
Oh, that's nice. So asking you two who believe... we were going to get to a whole list of
sorry.
Things.
Right.
Oh,
sorry.
I think it's
cool, but I think we're stuck on number one. How does one smoke cool or not? Oh. Like, do you hold it
you
different?
You got to be like... You got to be French about it. You got to be Parisian. You know what I mean?
See? Hold on. So
classy,
because it's radio, she shrugged one shoulder and held her hand like farther out. Yep.
Well, that's more of a lady smoke, but like a guy.
But I feel like Parisians sort of. Or do they do that thing where they like?
Like
you're holding a pool cue in that hand,
exactly.
And like
all they smoke that way.
It's very intense, and they like.
So French.
Steve is getting sandwiched. You can't smoke in here.
Standing up, pulling a cigarette out.
I have to ask Amber. There was a movie, and a bad guy in a movie used to smoke holding it between his fingers like this.
That's awkward. Ring finger and middle finger.
Yes.
That's awkward.
So that's not
all the way, down towards the palm and not towards the end.
Right.
That's awkward.
And you're covering your whole face every time you smoke.
He does. He's like.
Okay, so we were supposed to be saying that smoking
is not cool.
It is cool.
But if you smoke, Amber might make out with you. Like, what the hell just
unexpected.
Happened? Okay, so next thing that guys think is cool, but girls say it's not, bragging about how many people they've been with.
Why do guys think... Stop giving your resume.
How many have you slept with?
About a baker's dozen. How about you? How about you, buddy? How about you?
Amber, you? How many?
Nope, not going there.
So it's bigger than Steve's.
Because a lady, either way, is going to get judged.
It's true. You don't want to be tramp shamed.
It's a horrible double standard.
No, it is. And Steve
is
actually, his number
standard.
Is very low.
Yeah, compared relative, yeah.
But are you telling the truth on your number?
It's probably higher, but I just go with baker's dozen. It's just
because it's cool. Something. Yeah, women find it super attractive when you bring a baking reference into how many women you've bedded down. Does that mean 13? Is that what a baker's dozen is?
Yeah, roughly. Yeah. It's more than that.
Are you telling me right now that you've never, on one of your envelopes that you keep your grocery list, you've never went 1, period, write a name, 2, period, write a name, and get and go through and rack your brain and do?
I did a lot. But what's weird, though, is when Slacker and I will talk, we'll like remember, oh, wait, that's right, you were.
I know.
Like, oh, that's right.
Because I used to think I was a baker's dozen. Right. Every once in a while, I'll have this flashback. And yes. Like, oh, a girl named Jade. No, but you don't ever tell another girl.
That's,
no.
Did I do that to you, Amber?
Ask? Like,
or say.
Like, say, hey, I've been with.
No.
Right?
I would be very weirded out. Yeah. If that was a thing someone just threw out there.
Here's the next thing on the list of things guys think is cool, but girls think they're lame. I've never understood this, and I still see guys doing it. Loud cars / loud motorcycles.
Yeah, get it. Not cool. Not impressed.
Right. Why would we think women would be impressed?
But dudes do it.
All the time.
And it's like, do panties fall off and fly? Has that ever happened?
Eggs are dropping all
right, over. Right. It's never. Or the cat call. Is that
no,
on here?
No, that is the worst one. When has that ever worked?
When it's hot guys, you're flattered.
Truth.
Yep.
Flattered.
Yep.
And you may, it may.
And then what? You're like, oh, baby, let me shout out my phone number.
Yes, maybe.
No, but you'll do that sexy walk after they. Yeah,
you ramp it up. Something happens.
You'll do the thing with your hair. Yep.
No.
Yep.
You're given the look, but here's the thing.
Yep.
There are things in our life anthropologically that either work or don't work. Like, we started using our opposing thumbs and we built tools and like, oh, that works, so let's keep making that tool and blah, blah, blah. And if something doesn't work, the species kills it off. We haven't killed off the cat call. So somewhere in our DNA, we know somebody's gotten.
It's worked.
All right, ladies, stop responding to the cat calling because we want it to end. You're the one girl out there that's giving out her number to cat callers.
It's a hot dude.
Stop.
And he's like in his little construction vest. And next. Being overly competitive. Guys think that's cool.
No, women don't. Women, that's a turnoff for women.
Yeah.
They want us to be competitive over them, but not
be
other
confident,
aspects.
Not competitive.
Nice.
What's
women will always say that's confidence. Act as if.
I like how Steve is the expert.
I know, and his voice gets deeper, and he knows that I'm just going to be over here like, I want to compete with that. acting disconnected and showing no emotion.
Guys think that's cool.
We don't act. This is how we are.
You are that.
We all are
you
that.
Are
no, I'm
that.
Not that.
No,
I'm not
all guys.
I'm not disconnected.
Yeah.
I'm overly connected.
No.
Like, I will, yes.
You're so disconnected that you're...
I'm so... No, that's... I feel like... Women wish you would occasionally like.
Yeah, you can be that way, but you got to show it sometimes. There has to be a balance.
Like, I think you stopped like wanting to be guys from movies in the like 60s. Like, you think being aloof and smoking, like you idolize. What's the guy who died in a car crash or whatever? James Dean.
Oh, well.
Super aloof and like
brooding.
Yes, and just and I think
mysterious.
That's
serious.
And he
always
also
smoking.
Smoked with his little pack in his sleeve. Amber, that's cool.
See, Amber thinks that's hot. Boom!
We are not going back to. Wait a minute.
The pack in the sleeve, that is sexy.
See?
What are you talking about?
All right. Make sure it's empty, though. Don't kill yourself.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour.
It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.